Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
It's 2020, a year that at least sounds kind of futuristic. People are having virtual classes and even virtual happy hours. So why not a virtual session of the Virginia General Assembly? Delegate Sia Price is a Democrat from Newport News, and she says it's time for the oldest legislative body in the Western Hemisphere to join the 21st century.
So it's not like impossible. It is totally possible in 2020 when you're trying to keep 140 people safe, plus their staff, plus the clerk staff. It just seems like the most reasonable route to go.
But is it really all that reasonable? Some people on the other side of the Capitol aren't so sure.
I'm pretty sure we're going to be there.
That's Senate Majority Leader Dick Saslaw. He says the Senate's experience meeting in the Science Museum of Virginia earlier this year was a success, proof positive that lawmakers can meet in person and practice social distancing while conducting legislative business.
So I don't see that as a problem. You're spaced out, you know. We were at least 15 feet from the next nearest person. Not six. We were about 10, 15 feet.
The question of virtual meetings isn't just about having the technology to make it happen, or even the legal authority to pull it off. For many lawmakers, the real stumbling block is setting a precedent for the future. I'm Michael Pope.